This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for a checkup and a new face in studio, clinician with AltaPoint, Robin Riggins. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So we talk about one part of this I've heard of before, one part I have not heard of before, and this is, I guess, the whole idea is depression that's resistant to treatment, right? Somebody has depression. Hey, take this, and what happens? They just don't feel anything from it, or what? Describe that condition.
Well, basically, it's any clinical symptom related to major depressive disorder that's unresponsive to the traditional frontline medications, the traditional antidepressants, and then counseling. And so we have to look at other alternatives. You know, the symptoms that they experience are the basic symptoms from depression, like the overwhelming, persistent sadness, extreme fatigue, lethargy. They have anhedonia, which is the inability to really experience pleasure about the things they normally would feel pleasure about, and they're just not able to shake it. It affects their sleep, their appetite, and they can feel hopeless and sometimes suicidal. So when unresponsive to the traditional means of treatment, they just worsen and deepen.
Wow. I'm sure there's something that, you know, if you're already down and then you've been given something and it doesn't work, that probably exacerbates the situation.
It truly does.
And maybe another interview another time, I'd love to figure out if there's been research done into why person that you go in and I go in, we both have depression, and mm-hmm. I take one medicine, I'm like, yeah, I'm better. And you take that same medicine, you're not.
Well, it's multifactorial, and of course, they're always studying to find out more and more about it. But basically, what we do know is that people that respond to traditional means of treatment, we can go through those brain pathways and those medications work. What happens when it's treatment resistant, there are different brain pathways. So we have to
It's not the same in all people that suffer from depression.
That's correct.
Just because somebody says, I got depression, it doesn't mean it's mapped the same way.
That's right.
Learn a new thing. So let's talk about this. Different ways to treat. So somebody who comes back and says it's not working, the original mm-hmm. prescriptions, you'll have some different techniques. First of all, this is the one I have not heard of, but it's, I guess, in the headlines now. Spravato?
Spravato.
What is Spravato?
It is basically a medication that's administered as a nasal spray.
Okay.
And is provided on an outpatient basis at the clinic under clinical supervision. There's a prescribed number of sessions that you have, and it's extremely quick acting.
Yeah, I was about to ask, nasal spray, I mean, we kind of get this idea that most things are going to be oral medications, but this is because it gets into your system faster?
It does. And we monitor for 2 hours after each session just to make sure that there are no side effects and blood pressure is what it needs to be, and then they can go home. Spravato is one of the preferred methods because it is quick acting. And people would generally come in for Spravato if they've been approved for that and it looks like it's going to be effective. They'll come in and for 4 weeks, twice a week, they come in for the dose. We observe and monitor them for 2 hours after each time and then they go home. Then the next phase is another 4 weeks and it's one dose of spray.
Okay.
And it's monitored. And after that, depending on how well they respond, we do maintenance. It may be that they need a follow-up or a booster in 6 months. It may be.
But they don't have to take a daily. They don't have to take. Once this, they come in, they do. They don't have to do it daily. It's going to last with them.
Right. After the prescribed series. Right.
That's interesting. That's probably a little more convenient for people, too.
It is.
You know, and thinking about this, so somebody that's completely resistant to other treatments for depression, but I wonder, what about somebody who is either it's lost efficacy or they kind of get some response from this other another pill or something, but are they also a candidate for this?
They're also a candidate. That's correct. Because most of the time, people obviously are already on an antidepressant regimen that's not working, or they've tried multiple
and it's half not working. It's like, I don't have the, you have the clinical terms, like half working. I mean, can somebody say, man, I can tell something, but it's not as, so they could say, maybe I should try this new thing.
Well, maybe this will help make sense of this and say they're coming in on that regimen. It's not working effectively at all. And they start Spravato. Spravato targets a part of the brain that's under underactive. It's not producing the chemistry that's required to regulate the mood. So what happens with these two options that we are providing, and that's the Spravato and there's another TMS that we'll be discussing, it targets that part of the brain so that it stimulates the chemistry that needs to happen. So it kind of jump starts that. And ultimately what happens, this helps the medication that they're already on to either work.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There are times we've been able to reduce it. There have been times that people have come off the medication. So it's helpful in a couple of ways, depending on the person.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned the transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's actually what I'd had a discussion with someone from Balls Point last year mm-hmm. about this. This described this here because I think this is really interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not a pill at all.
Right. It is medication free. The actual procedure. It too is a prescribed number of sessions for each person, and it's done at the clinic. And no clinical observation is required for this one because there's no medication involved. However, it's magnetic pulse. It's like gentle taps on the side of the head or at some point on the scalp after we've mapped the brain to see what part of the brain is not responding, not producing the chemistry I mentioned earlier. And so once it's mapped, then those magnetic pulses stimulate that area. And it takes about 15 minutes per
session. Talking magic here. Okay, so so you've analyzed, okay, this part is not doing what it's supposed to do. It needs to be, and the is there a layman's version of how the magnet makes that wake up or start producing?
Well, it's part of the vibration part.
Really?
It's just like a little vibration. And if you're ever present to watch the process, it's like a tapping. You hear a little clicking, a little tapping on the outside of their scalp. And it doesn't hurt. The only side effect that we've really heard of at this point is they might have a little dull headache right afterwards, but nothing serious. And it just stimulates with the pulses, the tapping, so that it stimulates and creates that chemistry. So it's amazing.
It is
amazing.
I mean, you see I'm slack-jawed here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like knock, knock, wake up, mm-hmm. you know, with this. And
What's exciting to me, after having worked in mental health for 37 years, I've seen quite a bit of progress, particularly with depression. And this is fascinating to me because people say, I have forgotten that I couldn't see color. I had stopped seeing color. Now, they're not talking about visually. They're talking about emotionally and mentally, that the world was so dim and it just is doom and gloom for them that they forgot about the vividness of the world and how. And so a lot
that's
of times
that's
got
to be fun to be mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. alongside somebody when they recount that.
Well, especially when they've had the treatment resistant depression. So they've gone for who knows how long not feeling anything and not feeling any relief. So all of a sudden the veil is lifted. So it is exciting to watch.
Yeah, I can imagine watching somebody's face and watching them express that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty special.
I spoke with a lady today, and she said she had been depressed for about 10 years. And she said she'd given up all hope, and she was not able to work. She was not able to provide for her family. She would let her self-care go. She said, I was an embarrassment to myself, and I just didn't care. I didn't have the energy. She said, but a veil was lifted. She said, I feel like I'm a new person. She said, it's amazing. And as I'm talking to her, it's not an elation. It's not an exaggerated mood. She's finally feeling something. So
that's got to be cool.
Mm-hmm, it is.
I mean, I hate that they had to suffer in the first place mm-hmm. to get to the place that's cool. Mm-hmm. But y'all provide these, you said, in clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so for Spravato, it's how long?
Well, they'll come in with for Spravato for 4 weeks, and that's 2 doses a week.
Okay.
Then another 4 weeks to point for 1 dose. And then we look at maintenance, and that just depends on the person's response. TMS, you come in every day for 5 days for 6 weeks.
Okay.
The next phase is 2 to 3 weeks. You come in 2 to 3 times. And then after that would be a maintenance phase, or what we call booster phases. It may be 6 months, 4 months. It could be a year. It
depends on the individual, yeah.
And
I guess.
And it's only a few sessions. It's fascinating to see, and to see them be able to reduce their medication if that's their preference, you know.
Okay, let's talk about this, the money side of it, okay. Kind of cost and insurance. I mean, like the transcranial, is that something insurance covers?
It does. Here's what's fascinating about that, because you know how insurance works.
Uh-huh.
Well, because
I don't actually know. I just know that sometimes I'm very confused by it. So.
Because of the benefit that's been seen, the results have been so positive. And you got to remember, when someone's been this depressed for this long, it affects every part of their life, and they may not be able to work. It can contribute or even trigger chronic medical conditions, diabetes, mm-hmm. obesity, blood pressure. So people are going to the doctor more often. They're in the hospital more often, but their health is not as good as it could be. So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it from insurers going, okay, if I can do this, mm-hmm. that saves me cost elsewhere just to get to the brass tacks of it, right?
So most major insurances do cover. Okay. We have a team that when someone's interested in this process, we have a team that works with them and their insurance to get the prior authorization so they don't have to worry about that.
Okay. So if people want to say, you know, Robin's just described me or a loved one, mm-hmm. how do they get, what do they call and ask for? Who do they call?
They can call our access to care, which is with AltaPoint, and that number is 251-450-2211, and ask them about the treatment-resistant depression. They can also ask
even if they don't remember the names of it, they say, hey, I got treatment-resistant mm-hmm. depression. Mm-hmm.
And what I would ask first, talk with your primary care physician or talk with your psychiatrist if you have one and ask them about it. Come to see us and we'll have a team meet with you to talk about what your options are. And then we will work in conjunction with your primary care or your psychiatrist and make sure that continuity of care is maintained so that you can continue, because what we're finding, people benefit much more from their therapy once
after they
go through the treatment.
It all kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. Robin, thank you for your time. Thanks for talking about this with us.
Thank you.
AltaPoint clinician Robin Briggins right here on Midday Mobile, and time for a checkup.